From central New York to the Catskills and the southern tier to the Capital Region, people are clamoring for high-speed internet, and they've heard good things about broadband, especially when it comes to Verizon's fiber optic Fios service. But Verizon says it has no plans to bring that service to places where residents currently make do with less than desirable or no service at all, such as large parts of cities like Kingston and Albany, along with Delaware, Sullivan, and Schoharie counties. The Washington Post reports that Verizon has developed new technology that could make Fios 10 times faster than the cutting-edge Google Fiber system. Verizon spokesman John Bonomo.
It is a good product and services TV, internet, and phone. When they're delivered over fiber optics, they're far and away better than the, frankly, 1940s, 1950s kind of technology that the cable companies implement and have as part of their network.
Thursday night in Del Mar, the State Public Service Commission was scheduled to hold another in a statewide series of public hearings on its telecommunications assessment report, which involves phone, cable TV, and internet service. Most of the hearings have focused on Fios, and in many cases, residents have been inspired to ask local government leaders to convince Verizon come to their communities. Kingston Mayor Shane Gallo says with downtown infrastructure being rebuilt, this would be an ideal time to lay cable before streets and sidewalks are improved. Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan, who has witnessed Fios thrive in the suburbs, says the city is interested.
We certainly would love to see Fios here.
She can only hope.
We would like nothing more than to provide it everywhere. We have a lot of commitments in the communities where we have television franchises, and we need to market the service deeper into those communities to make the service more profitable.
Communications Workers of America spokesperson Candice Johnson argues Verizon is shirking responsibility.
New York City certainly is a great example of a place where Verizon has committed but is breaking its promise to build out Fios.
While Johnson could not provide specifics regarding upstate New York, the union argues that lack of a Fios build-out in any given city or region threatens thousands of CWA jobs. The union and the utility have locked horns over wages and benefits, and there's been talk of a strike.
Verizon made some very specific agreements with many jurisdictions in New York, in New York City, in states, frankly, throughout the footprint, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, that it would build out Fios broadband to these communities. Now Verizon wants to renege on that.
Verizon counters that the labor dispute and negotiations have driven CWA into deliberately getting public officials enthused about Fios when there are no plans to bring it to those municipalities.
Part of their playbook is to tarnish our reputation in the public. And so they bring to the forefront all these issues where they believe that we have a shortfall, asking us to bring Fios to a community when we really don't have any intentions.
In August 2011, 45,000 Verizon workers went on strike. It lasted about 2 weeks. Strike or not, Verizon is sticking to the argument that it has to meet all current obligations before it can ever consider expanding into other territories. For now, all the cities and counties hoping for better broadband can do is make do with whatever service they already have. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.